Welcome to the first day of Advent, December 3rd, 2017. Today's scripture is Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today's devotional is written by the Reverend Diener Joseph of Pleasant Grove Church in Cary, North Carolina. As Christians prepare to celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ during the Advent season, we should be intentional about giving extravagant praise to the Christ who became flesh to dwell among us. Christ should be the object of our praise and the subject of our exaltation. Psalm 150 provides a model for the best way we should praise the incarnate Christ. Psalm 150 is a song of praise designed to shine light on the majesty of the God of Israel. The psalmist uses the word praise 13 times. This word, as used in the Psalms, comes from the Hebrew halal, which can be translated to shine, to be boastful, and to be made praiseworthy. During the Advent season, followers of Jesus Christ should let the light of Christ in their heart shine so the world can be captivated by his majesty. Let the light of our hope and faith in our risen Savior shine in our social networks and in our circles of influence. We should boast about the love of Jesus, our Redeemer, who died so we can live. The praises of God should be all-encompassing and comprehensive. The psalmist entreats the people of God to praise him everywhere and with everything. When believers give Christ extravagant praise, he will draw the world to himself and the lost will be saved. Then everything that has breath will praise the Lord. Let us pray. Holy Father, as we prepare to celebrate the birth of your Son, may we endeavor to give you extravagant praise through our testimony and our service to your kingdom. Amen.